So can we talk about celebrity dating and celebrity relationships? I have a couple of updates for you.
Okay.
Okay. So the big one today, do you know who Andrew WK is?
He had one song that was popular. It was Party Something or
Party Hard.
Party Hard, yeah. And it was kind of like a joke song. And he was kind of crazy looking and
he has like blood on his face and he's
just
whipping
a big
his hair.
Guy.
Yeah. He's partying hard.
But he couldn't come up with another song. I mean, this was it.
Right.
You know, there's only one kind of hit. Couldn't find another hit.
He didn't do that thing that a lot of guys did back then where they had like a really heavy rock song and the next song was like a lullaby or a love song or something.
The party hard guy, you don't want to have a lullaby. You don't want a love song. You don't want When the Children Cry from this guy.
But that's what I loved about them is they would like rock and then they'd be like, and I love you.
No.
Yeah.
Andrew didn't have that.
So wacky. Anyway, so interestingly enough, we just found out today that he's engaged to actress Kat Dennings from Thor. She's Darcy in WandaVision. She's the star of Two Broke Girls. She's pretty famous,
she's got
Kat
some
Dennings.
Really big boobs.
Giant boobs, yeah.
Right.
So there's two issues here with this relationship. One is he's married, and he's been married since 2008 to a fitness instructor here in New York. He is still married to her. Okay. That's the first thing. And two, nobody even knew they were dating. In fact, in February, which is like a couple
Especially
of months
his
ago.
Wife.
Right. His wife, I guess she's finding out today. Too. She's finding out right now on the Cooper and Anthony show as well.
Oh, hey, wait.
Nobody even knew they were dating. In February, she was on a podcast lamenting about being single. And people were like, well, was she trying to throw us off the trail? Had they been dating for a while? You know, yet today she posted on Instagram. She posted three photos. One were her hand over his hand and she's wearing a ring. The other is the two of them kissing. And then the third, it's just her with the ring over her face, like being really excited. And she wrote, don't mind if I do.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? Don't mind if I do. I do. You get the joke?
But I'm still going back to the fact of this guy's married.
Yeah.
You can't get engaged to somebody while you're married. Don't think that's right.
Right. So his people are saying that he actually asked for a divorce. It was amicable, that he and his wife have been estranged for a long time and that he finally asked for a divorce. I don't know, like a year ago or something. They just have been dragging their heels on the divorce. And then COVID happened. So, you know, if you asked for a divorce right before COVID, there's no judge that's like, let me rush this through. You know, it's just not happening. Another celebrity couple that broke up. Katie Holmes had been dating this chef boyfriend named Emilio Vitolo, who has this restaurant down in Soho. Everyone knows it. It's sort of like one of these like popular joints, right? So they started dating in September of 2020, like a quarantine, you know what I mean? Like your quarantine bae kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the weird thing was, so it was like hot and heavy during quarantine when nobody else was around and they only had each other. They both get vaccinated and suddenly he's seen here. She's shooting movies. She's in Connecticut. She's nowhere to be found. And it's over because they basically, it was like one of these hot and heavy relationships that happened during quarantine. And then once quarantine was over, the relationship was over.
We're going to get that a lot from people.
Yeah.
Once they get the shot and they can go outside, it's done.
Right. And that seems to be what happened here with Katie Holmes and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, do you know the comedian John Mulaney?
No.
All right. So he was one of the head writers, or one of the main writers on SNL for a long time. He does a lot of stand up. He has like five or six specials on between HBO and Netflix. I sent you a clip of him so you can remind people of who he is in case they don't know. He's big and tall. He's a big, tall white guy. You might have seen his specials. You might have heard his name around. He's very well known and very well liked in the comedian world.
I'm probably gay based on the way I act and behave and have walked and talked for 28 years. I think I was supposed to be gay. I think like in heaven, they built like 3/4 of a gay person and then they forgot to flip the final switch and they just sent me out. And it was like, you marked that one gay, right? And it was like, oh no, was I supposed to? And they were like, oh man, well, this will be a very interesting person. This will be a very silly person.
Right. So that's John Mulaney. You might recognize the voice if you've, you know, maybe you've seen him, whatever. Anyway, so he was married to this woman for 6 years. He was with her for a really long time and they finally got married. They have a dog together. Then he announces that he has a problem with drugs and alcohol and he goes into rehab. And he's in rehab and the wife is sticking by him and he gets out of rehab and suddenly he's getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And we just heard about the divorce literally 3 days ago. It was like announced in Page Six that he and his wife, despite his stay in rehab, despite her sticking by him, they're getting divorced. Today, we find out he's dating Olivia Munn, who just broke up with Aaron Rodgers. She's from Newsroom.
Mm-hmm.
She's hot. You'd like her. So she breaks up with Aaron Rodgers. In December, when he went to rehab, Olivia Munn posted on her Instagram, what did she write? Let me get the exact quote. She said, "Sending so much love and support to John Mulaney. You got this." And people were like, huh.
You guys know each other?
Yeah. So we found out that they were obviously dating then, and he actually asked for his divorce 3 months ago, but we just learned about it 3 days ago. So this is sort of obvious that he basically left his wife for Olivia Munn is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but he still hasn't gotten a divorce. And another story of a guy not getting a divorce and getting engaged.
No, he's not engaged.
Oh,
he's
they're
just
not
dating.
Engaged
no,
yet?
Yeah, it was
okay,
just,
they're just dating.
Right. It was announced today that he was dating Olivia Munn. That mm-hmm. Everyone was like, wow, she just broke up with Aaron Rodgers. She's on the market. Nope. Off the market. And same thing with him. They were like, wow, he's single. Nope. He literally went straight from his wife to Olivia. I know people like that. I know people who cannot be single for any period of time. They have to go from one relationship to the next.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because they can't stand sleeping alone.
Right. They don't like being alone. They don't like being with themselves. They don't. I'm kind of like that. I don't like being alone. I understand it. But the only red flag for me is that he's admitted to having a serious drinking problem, drinking and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my boyfriend ran into him on the street, like literally ran into him and he was drunk. Like, so he bumped into my boyfriend while he was out walking a dog. He was like, John Mulaney bumped into me today. I was like, why? He's like, well, he was drunk. You could smell it on his breath and you could tell by the way he was bumping into people while he was walking down the street. This was like a few months back. So he's gone to rehab and, you know, apparently he's clean now and hopefully he'll stay clean. But I think it's tough to be in a relationship right after rehab.
So we know firsthand that he's drinking or he was drinking.
Well, no, he says he admits it. It's not like it was a secret. People knew.